Although never an abolitionist, Lincoln, a man who had been exposed to slavery since childhood, was opposed to the Southern slave system. Yet the great emancipator of the 1860s spent the 1850s convinced that the political system made abolition impossible.
On the one hand, he always says this is a moral question, ultimately. He's like an abolitionist in that he says, I am morally opposed to slavery. That's the bottom line here. On the other hand, as a lawyer, as a politician, he says, there's not much we can do about slavery. It's in the Constitution. It's up to the Southern states to deal with it. He understands there is not much you can do about slavery within the political system.
In America's federal system, it was the individual states and not the national government in Washington that had the power to determine the future of slavery. But in the party politics of the 1850s, opposing slavery, if only in principle, was potentially enough to destroy Lincoln's political career. In 1858, Lincoln stood for Congress against his old opponent, Stephen Douglas. The campaign centered on a series of now famous debates. In the city of Charleston, Douglas suggested that Lincoln's opposition to slavery meant that he was also in favor of racial equality.